We are back and better than ever. This week, welcome a very special guest to whatever lurks around the corner, Patton!
Hey, kiddos!
Patton is here, and he is my only friend.
Just because Lo and Verge were busy doesn't mean they're not your friends.
Or they lied and are avoiding me?
They didn't, and they're not.
Sure, sure. Anyway, on to the show. This week, we're talking about the world's sexiest cryptid, Mothman.
Sexiest?
Have you seen the ass on his statue? Magnificent.
And why does he have a statue, kiddo? I'm kind of out of touch with all this monster stuff.
Not monsters. Cryptids. And also, besides Bigfoot, he's one of the most famous cryptids. You really don't know about him?
I told you, kiddo. Cryptids are too scary for me.
Oh. Well, then are you sure you want to be here?
Heck yeah! I'm here to support you.
Oh, well, that's a nice change of pace.
Do you need me to talk to Logan and Virgil for you?
No. I'm a prince. I can fight my own battles.
Well, you shouldn't be fighting people. Talking it out works so much better.
Ah, but my fist is faster.
Roman, violence is not the answer.
Okay, Dad.
I love you, son.
Pat, are you okay?
I'm fine. Just keep going. Tell me more about Man-Moth.
Mothman, and... Yeah, so in Point Pleasant, West Virginia...
Mountain Mama! Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Anyway, so in 1966, five men were digging graves, and they see a creature fly overhead, which is boring and wouldn't be that wild normally, but... A few days later, two couples see a man with 10-foot wingspan and glowing red eyes in the woods. The creature chases after the couple's car. More reports of seeing the Mothman, and the legend is born.
Okay, so if that's all, why is he such an important boy?
Because that's not all of it. It's December 15th, 1967, and our setting is the Silver Bridge connecting West Virginia and Ohio. The bridge collapses out of nowhere. 46 people tragically lose their lives, and the survivors report seeing a man with glowing red eyes and wings in the air nearby. And that is how a legend becomes a national sensation.
Wow, that's amazing. Why was he there?
Some say he's the one who caused it, but others say that he saw the future and was trying to stop the collapse.
Sorry about that. Just give me a sec. Lo told me to tell you that the Mothman is just a sandhill crane.
That dickhead does everything to ruin the episode, even when he's not in. How does he even know what we're talking about?
I mean... You did put it in the group chat?
I give up. I'm done with him. He's getting kicked out of the group chat.
Now, don't be so hasty.
I'm not being hasty. Me being hasty would be walking into his dorm and punching him in the face.
Ro, we've talked about this.
I know, the best way to deal with Logan is to keep doing what brings me joy, but he's just so irritating.
You know, he would say the same thing about you. The two of y'all need to learn how to get along.
We get along fine, Pat.
Roman, arguing every time you see each other is not getting along just fine.
We're fine, Padre, I promise.
Okay. You better not be lying to me, because we've talked about that, too.
What haven't we talked about at this point?
I mean, I would love to hear more about Mr. Moth.
Really?
Heck yeah! He may be scary, but you seem happy when you talk about him. I think you're in love.
I'm not in love with Mothman.
You sure? Because I'll give you my blessing if that's what you're afraid of.
Patton, I mean this in the best way possible, but what in the hell is going on in your brain?
Wedding planning.
You're worse than Virgil. At least Virgil is shifty about everything. You're just teasing me now.
Sorry, kiddo, but isn't that what dads do? Tease their kids.
I'm older than you.
By a month. Besides, being a dad is not about age or relation. It's about kindness and respect.
That was actually pretty insightful.
Aw, you think I'm pretty.
The prettiest puffball ever.
Prettier than Mothman?
Of course. Mothman is sexy, not pretty.
So you are in love with him?
I'm honestly a little bit in love with every man, part moth or not.
Roman? That's gay.
I sure hope so, or else I'd have to have a pretty awkward conversation with my parents. Oh god, I just realized something.
What? Are you not gay?
No, never. I'm always gay. It just occurred to me that straight people are the real cryptids.
Huh? What?
Okay, let me ask you this. Have you ever met a straight person?
I'm pretty sure I have.
Mm-hmm. But were they really straight?
I don't know.
Exactly. As Logan would say, straight people are bears in disguise.
I thought you hated the bear argument.
I only hate it when Logan uses it.
But you can use it? Doesn't that seem like a double standard?
Well, Logan is also talking about an animal. So, also, aren't you supposed to be on my side? I mean, come on, Logan already has Virgil. I can't lose you, too, to his madness.
Don't worry, you'll never lose me. As long as you don't take me into crowds.
I'd never think of it. You're too precious to dare risk.
Oh, sorry, give me a sec.
No problem. Though I thought you turned your phone off.
Hey, bro, I think we should cut this episode short and leave.
Why? Does Virgil need some help?
No, I just got a mass text from the police. A body's been discovered.
What?
Yeah, they're advising people to go back to their dorms, and I think we should listen.
Of course, let me just pack things up and we can go.
Thank you for listening to Whatever Lurks Around the Corner. The cover art was done by Lucy the Android on Tumblr. Opening music by Sandus Tribute on Tumblr. Link to their Sandus Chiptune work in the description. Roman is played by Socially Aqua Noodle, and Logan is played by Jesse Sfaglis. Virgil's voice actor is Van Scott, and Patton's is Evala Vanquist Sandus. And last but not least, Deceit is played by Sam Sabia 42. Whatever Lurks Around the Corner is written by All Time Virgilant, Analogical Virgil, Magical Space Pan Unicorn, and The Pink. And the prince in the emo. Link to everyone in the description, and as always, be weird, be wild, but most of all, be yourself.